My name is Selena.
我叫刘肖阳。
This is my mom.
是我妈妈。
Whenever someone asks what love is, most of us automatically think of 1 Corinthians 13.
当人们问我什么是爱的时候，我们通常往往会想到哥林多前书第十三章。
But often in our daily lives, it's hard to remember that love should always be that unconditional agape love that God exemplifies.
但在我们日常生活中却往往很难记住真的爱，真正的爱应该是无条件的，从神那里来的，而且基督正是我们爱的典范。
For me, however, it's hard to forget what agape love is.
但对我来说，不太容易忘记这种无私的爱。
Because I experience it almost every day from my mom, even when I don't appreciate it.
因为通过生活中的日常的点点滴滴，我每天从我妈妈那里能够经历到这种爱，虽然甚至有的时候我并不知道感激。
Love is patient.
爱是恒久忍耐。
My mom sits on hard bleachers in a hot pool area for hours just to watch me swim for a total of a minute or two.
我所想到的场面就是我妈妈常常花几个小时坐在游泳池硬邦邦的看台的凳子上，只为看我在游泳比赛中游上那么一两分钟。当然我希望越短越好时间。
Love is kind.
爱是有恩慈。
My mom is always my staunchest supporter.
我妈妈是我忠实的支持者。
She makes meals for me.
她每天给我煮美味的食物。
Prays for me.
为我祷告。
Protects me from cold I might not feel.
常常要我多穿一点衣服，因为她老是怕我冷。
And works hard to provide for me in every way.
辛勤的工作，尽可能的给我提供最好的生活。
She has the biggest heart for her children and her family.
她对孩子和家人有一颗宽大的包容的心。
Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not arrogant.
爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
My mom makes warm homemade meals and baked goods day in and day out, and often without being asked or thanked.
妈妈每天为我煮热气腾腾的食物，还不时的隔三差五的给我烤美味的点心。她这样做并不是因为我们要求她这样做，或者是因为我们会得到我们的称谢。
My mom does not solely focus on everything she's already done for her children.
我妈妈并不是每天并不集中精力在她已经给我们做的事情上面。
Which is a lot.
她已经做了很多了。
But she always thinks about what more she can do as a mom.
她总是想她能够给我们做更多的一些事情。
Love is not rude, and love does not insist on its own way.
爱是不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Even when she, in her superior wisdom, knows I'm making a mistake or a poor decision.
我妈妈是一个有智慧的母亲，常常的时候她看到我就要做错事情了，或者是要做出不明智的决定了。
She tries not to push too much, and she allows me to make my own choices.
她并不将她的自己的意见强加给我，而是给我空间让我做自己的选择。
And if there are consequences...
如果因为这样会产生一些不良的后果
She lets me face them.
她也让我能够勇敢地面对
But also supports me through them.
但在这个过程中她会陪着我并且支持我
Love is not irritable.
爱是不轻易发怒
When I'm running late for school,
当我上学就迟到了
And end up snapping at her because I'm trying to eat too much food.
有时候我就会不耐烦，因为我妈妈让我吃很多早餐。
My mom still takes care of me.
我妈妈仍然照顾我。
Packing my lunch.
给我装我的中餐。
And making sure I've had enough breakfast.
让我确认我已经吃够了。
Love is not resentful, and love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth.
爱是不计较别人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Even after all the times I've ignored her advice and hurt her feelings with my ungratefulness.
甚至有的时候我不听她的意见，或者是因为我没有一个感恩的心，伤害了她的感情。
Which has probably been a lot this year.
今年也许有很多这种情形发生。
My mom doesn't hold those against me.
但是我妈妈经常很快地原谅了我。
And she's always willing to help me when I'm ready to ask her.
当我找她帮忙的时候，她总是很乐意。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
My mom has shown me this and much more in the past 17 years.
我妈妈在过去的17年内让我在她身上看到了这些。
My mom isn't perfect by any means.
我妈妈并不是一个完美的母亲。
There are days when she isn't patient.
有时候她也不那么耐烦了。
When she is irritable.
她也会生气。
And when she does insist on her own way.
她也会将她的意见强加给我。
But through it all,
但是总的来说,
my mom's love and concern for her children,
我妈妈是如此的爱我们,
is strong and steadfast.
她的爱是如此的强, 而且, 是, 不断的。
I can always see it.
我总是会从她身上看到她的爱。
And that's what I admire most about her.
这是我最喜欢她的地方。
So to the children still growing up at home.
我对这些比我小的孩子有一些忠告。
Don't wait until you don't have your mom around every day to appreciate the little things she does for you.
不要等到你要离开家的时候，你才会感激你妈妈为你所做的点点滴滴的小事。
Your mom might not be perfect.
你妈妈也许是不完美的。
But God chose her as the perfect mom for you.
但对她来说，她就是你的完美的母亲。
And to the aunts, uncles, grandpas, and grandmas at church.
教会里的叔叔阿姨、爷爷奶奶。
Thank you all for also showing me bits of God's love as I've grown up.
我要感谢你们，在我成长的过程中，让我看到了神的爱。
I love you, Mommy, and I'll miss you so much next year.
我爱你妈妈，明年我会很想念你。
Thank you.
谢谢。By no means I deserve this. 我觉得我真的是受之有愧。但是 I will try my best to strive for be a perfect mom for Selena, right?
I'm here to share about my mother.
我来这里来分享一些关于我妈妈的事情。
Two weeks ago, she just turned 90.
两个星期以前，她刚刚满90。
She has a very colorful life.
她的生活真是丰富多彩。
She was born in China, 海门，江苏海门。
她出生在中国的江苏海门。
It's where the Yangtze River goes all the way to the ocean.
这个长江的入海口处。
Very fertile land.
那边的土地很肥沃。
My grandparents, their family are very well off.
我的外公外婆家里很有钱。
So when she was young, she had affluenza.
当她小的时候，她享受了各种各样的丰富。
They don't have to go to school because the school is at her house.
她不必要去上学，因为她家里就有学校。
They don't have to go fishing because outside her house it's a pond, big pond.
他们不需要去钓鱼，因为他家后院就有一个很大的池塘。
But good time, when she was about 17, 18.
当她十七十八岁的时候
，hardship came fast.
艰难的日子就到了。
Communists took over her household and all the land they own.
共产党来了，没收了他们家的土地和房屋。
They ran to Shanghai.
他们逃难到上海。
Their money went very fast.
他们钱很快就没有了。
On the way there, they still had tutor following them on the way.
在他们路上的时候还有
teacher,
yeah. 还有家庭教师跟着他们。
When they got to Shanghai, in a few months, they have nothing left.
当他们到上海的时候，他们真的是一无所有。
My mom enrolled in 复旦大学。
我妈妈在复旦大学上学，还真是我的校友。
She is the number two of eight siblings.
她是八个孩子里面的第二个。
So her and her sister took a tutoring job.
她和她的妹妹还是姐姐？
姐姐。
姐姐这开始做家庭教师。
She tutored number two wife. Your older sister tutored number three wife's children.
Okay. 她教爱买的孩子是不是？ And 姐姐教第三个太太的孩子。
And they got paid to 黄大帝袁大帝 yes $2
两个袁大头是吧？
袁大头
$2一个星期一个月一个月 OK
And that's how they live the whole family.
The whole family. Okay, 他们家就靠这个生活。
Ten of them.
十个人家里有十口人。
So it was very rough.
生活很难。
But because what my mother has gone through in their hometown.
因为我妈妈已经在家里家里已经经过了这些
She knew communism is not good.
她知道共产党并不那么好。
So she was very active in the 国民党。
她在国民党里面很活跃。
So when the whole China 沦陷 I don't know.
我们说解放。Oh, OK. 当中国解放以后。
She single-handedly secured 9 tickets to Taiwan. Every one of them is on a different boat.
她买了九，十个
人。Yeah, one died. The baby died.
Oh, okay. 她买了九张票，他们每个人都在不同的船上。
Mm-hmm.
到台湾。Okay.
My mother, she is very capable.
我妈妈是一个很能干的妈妈。
She helped my uncle and many of them went to college because of her.
我的叔叔很多家里的很多人去上大学因为我妈妈的辛勤工作。
One of my uncle found a job because of her.
我的叔叔因为他也找到了一份工作。
So coming from this background, she's always thinking.What my next move can be.
就是因为他有这种背景，所以他总是在想我下一步应该做什么。
So coming living in Taiwan, was stable for a while.
在台湾的生活稳定了一段时间。
But because she used to be so active in the 国民党，
因为她在国民党中曾经那么活跃。
Now she's fed up with government.
她现在对政府开始不满。
She's no longer active in the 国民党。
她在国民党里面不再活跃。
So people accuse her of her being a communist.
人家说她是共产党现在。
She was in prison for 18 months.
她坐牢18个月。
I was born in prison hospital.
我在监狱的医院里面出生。
But she's still very hardworking, continue to strive.
她实在是一个很勤劳的。
She was released after 18 months.
Okay, 18个月以后她被释放出来了。
My father is a civil engineer, worked for the government.
我爸爸是一个土木工程师在为政府做事。
He had a lot of connection with builders, contractor.
他跟那些建筑商有很多联系。
So my mom built herself many houses to sell.
我妈妈 自己建了许多房子，在市场上出售。
But the minute Nixon went to China, Nixon, President Nixon.
Okay. 那尼克松访问中国的时候
，My mom decided me to move on.
我妈妈决定要进一步做她的下一个目标。
So from Taiwan, we moved to U.S.
我们从台湾搬到美国。
When we left, she had lots of stuff.
我们离开台湾的时候，她有很多很多的东西。
And we were very well off, I think. I mean, not super well off, but she had made herself a lot of money.
那时候我们家里还算是比较有钱的。
So coming to U.S., she thought she will have a good retired life.
她来到美国，她想她的退休的生活一定很好。
Unfortunately, my dad died in 6 months.
不幸的是，六个月以后，我爸爸去世。
She became a widow at the age of 49.
她四十九岁的时候成了一个寡妇。
She had to raise 4 kids.
她要抚养四个孩子。
But she still strive on.
她生活继续。
She worked till she was 76 years old.
她工作一直到她76岁的时候。
So a lot of things that has influenced her, it's because of upbringing.
很多事情影响了她，因为她的出身，很多事情影响了她。
But her most joyful event is when she became a Christian.
让她最喜乐的事就是她成了一个基督徒。
After my father died, all her friends are gone.
我爸爸去世以后，所有的朋友都离开了她。
The only one hang around were Christians.
只有基督徒的朋友仍然在她身边。
She knew that's what she wanted.
所以她知道她也想成为他们中的一员。
So after my father died, we had a restaurant.
我爸爸去世以后，我们家开了一个餐馆。
But every Sunday, we have to drive 45 minutes go to downtown Chicago to go to church.
每个星期天的时候，我们要开45分钟去芝加哥的城里面去教会里面敬拜。
But she was so joyful.
她是如此喜乐。
So coming to now, she's 92 weeks ago.
Yeah, 90 years old. Two weeks ago,
I think she has been a widow almost 40 years.
她大概40年守寡。
But that 省钱, that frugalness has never left her.
她很节俭的习惯从来没有，就是她从来就是一直保持着节俭的习惯。
But all during this time, she served the Lord faithfully.
她一直很忠实的服侍神。
When she was around her 70s, she was the driver for 徐华 every Wednesday, Thursday when they go to visiting others.
那七十多岁的时候，她开了车子送徐华医生，就是每个星期三、星期四都送徐华医生。
And she, to this day, she still jokes. 徐华 said, "I'm a good driver."
那现在她仍然在开车，她说她很自豪的说，我是一个很好的司机。
But knowing her, she is always counting what she wants to spend and how she wants to use God's given money faithfully.
她总是在计划她要花多少，她所花的她的花费，然后要用多少钱在神的事情上面。
My children said Grandma's very stingy.
我的孩子都说外婆真的很小气。
But she's generous with God.
但是她在神的事情上从来不小气。
She never take welfare, even though it's very easy for her to get one in California.
她没有要政府的福利，虽然照她的情形，她应该很容易就在加州能拿到政府的福利。
Her meager social security.
她的social security 就是社会保险金。
She always offer more than 50%.
她总是奉献她社会保险金的50%。
And every time church has a need like a piano or something special.
教会每次需要一些特别的东西，比方说钢琴啊，或者是别的什么东西的时候。
She's never stingy.
她从来不吝啬。
I learned a lot from her.
我从妈妈身上学到了许许多多的功课。
That's one of them.
这是其中的一个。
And lately, it's another lesson for me to learn.
最近我学到了另外一个功课。
Because she's so stingy, she doesn't want to wear hearing aid.
因为她那么吝啬，所以她不想花钱在这个助听器上面。
We took her to try 5-6 different ones.
我们带她去试了五六样的助听器。
Some from all the way from like $6,000 to all the way to $600.
从六千块到六百块不等。
She didn't like any of them.
她不喜欢任何一种。
She thinks it's not good at all.
她认为不是很好。
And she said, I can live without it without spending this money.
她说我可以不用这些也可以生活下去。
So having conversation with her is very hard.
有时候跟她讲话很困难。
She talks till she's done.
她一直讲个不停，一直到等到她讲完为止。
And so every morning when I call her, we know usually will not last maybe a minute or two.
每次我每天早上打电话给她，大概就是一两分钟。
She tells you what she wants or what she's doing today. Bye bye.
她告诉我她要什么，然后她今天要做什么，然后就跟我说。
It becomes such a chore for me to just even talk with her.
对我来说真的是很难跟她讲话。
I know I need to.
我知道我需要。
But I don't like it.
但是我不喜欢这样的讲。
Because it's a monologue.
只是妈妈在讲话。
So none of the grandchildren like to talk to her either.
她的孙女孙子都不想跟她讲话。
But we know, I always say, you can earn grandma points if you just call.
我跟我们的孩子们说如果你只是打个电话给她，你就会有从外婆那里得到奖赏。
And it won't last very long, 30 seconds, that's all.
也不会很长时间，30秒钟就可以了。
So the sneaky grandchildren knows how to do that.
所以他的外孙孙女孙都知道怎么样才能得到 grandma 的奖赏。
So as I was studying the Bible, one day during my morning devotion.
有一天我在早晨读圣经的时候，在晨修的时候。
I realized that's how I am with God.
我意识到这就是我跟神对话，就是像我妈妈跟我讲话一样。
I'm the one who's talking.
我就是那个一直在讲个不停的人。
And sometimes my attitude is not good.
也是我的态度也不那么好。
Like, I'm talking to you.
我在跟你讲话。
But I don't really take the time to listen for his voice.
但是我没有花时间来静下心来听神的对我的讲话。
So my prayer list is a monologue.
所以祷告的清单上面有一个就是我跟神讲话祷告的时候，其实就是我自己在自言自语。
I really didn't have a dialogue with God.
我跟神没有双向的交通。
So I realized that's what I need to work on.
这就是我应该在这方面有改进的地方。
And amazingly, my mom learned that too.
很奇妙的是，我妈妈也学到了这个功课。
She realized it is hard when there's no two-way conversation.
她意识到没有双向的对话是很难的。
Last Christmas when we spent Christmas with her.
上个圣诞节我们跟她在一起。
She told me, I am depressed.
她说我真的很沮丧。
I can't hear a word that you guys are saying.
我听不见你们讲的任何一个字。
So she decided it is good to have a two-way conversation.
所以他决定如果有一个双向的交通是非常重要的。
She went to Costco, got her $3,000 hearing aid.
她去 Costco 买了一个3000块钱的助听器。
So now we can have two-way conversation.
所以我现在跟她可以正常的双向对话了。
Even though her body's frailing,
虽然她的身体越来越软弱
she's ache here and there.
她总是在这儿这里痛那里痛。
But she loves the Lord.
但是她真的是爱神。
She said, I'm very happy.
So, 我很高兴。
I'm very joyful.
我很喜乐。
She spent 2 hours each day reading the Bible.
她每天花两个小时时间读圣经。
And sitting on her special chair to pray for about an hour.
坐在这个特别的椅子上祷告要祷告一个小时。
And truly, let me see that God wants each of us to put our trust in Him.
神让我们能够信靠他。
I've been studying the book of Revelation.
我在读启示录。
One part I learned that we need to lay our own crown down.
有一件事我学到的就是我们要把我们自己的骄傲放下。
Less of me, more of him.
让他加增我减少。
Be enthroned by Jesus.
让主在我们心中做王做主。
He is in charge.
他在我们生活中掌控我们的人生。
And I learned that serving my mother.
我看我在这些在服侍我妈妈的时候，我学到了这些功课。
Sometimes I do it superficially.
有时候我做的事情真的是很肤浅。
Just get it done.
就是做好就好了。
Check it off the list.
就把这个清单上的东西一个一个做完就可以了。
But God wants us to serve sacrificially.
神让我们有一个牺牲的爱。
Even serving my mother.
甚至在服侍我妈妈的时候。
Lots of times not pleasant.
很多的时候并不是一件很令人高兴的事情。
But I know that will please God.
但是我知道那会让神很喜悦。
Thank you.
谢谢。
段是诗篇131篇，是大卫上行之诗，也是大卫行天路的祈求。131篇，耶和华呀，我的心不宽傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事，我也不胆怯。我的心平稳安静，好像断过的。孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。以色列呀，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。这里写说以色列呀，你当仰望耶和华，那我们也当仰望我们主耶稣基督，从今时直到永远。下面是犹大书20:21，这是彼此劝勉的话语。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们切要在至圣的正道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永远。阿们。感谢主，
今天是母亲节，感谢主，我们更应该爱我们的主，希望年轻的妈妈们能够把主的道教育孩子，世代的传下去，祝母亲节快乐，谢谢。
Dear Dylan and Sarah, you are such a source of joy and inspiration in my life. From your warm hugs.To your infectious laughter, Everything has made every moment in my life worthwhile. And always, I hope you know that time will never change the love and pride I feel for you, and all the happiness my heart holds when I see the beautiful person you've become.
阿琳娜琳娜, huh? You will think I'm fake if I pretend to be sweet, because you know the true side of your mom is just a screamer with a pair of cow-sized eyes and with smoke coming out of my ears most of the time. Well, I am sugar-filled inside, and I love you with all my heart. One day when you're out of my house, I surely can remember all the peaceful moments we had together, because it's not that many. Look upon Lord as He is your everlasting parent. I love you forever. You've been my joy, hope, and beauty. Thank Lord.
Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. I'll say something this year. Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, in Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." 1:8. Listen to your father's instructions and do not forsake your mother's teaching. 1:9. There will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. 我们中国人也是百善孝为先。少年人们，你们听从父母的管教，不惹父母生气，就是孝敬父母。至于中年人们，你们来美国求学，把学业读完了，找到工作了，兢兢业业的，车子、房子、妻子、儿子都有了，恭喜你们！如果你们有机会孝敬你的父母，就尽早做，时时做，不要等到子欲养而亲不待而后悔。Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
My dear Satina, Roger, Emma, and Maya, watching you grow has been a joy and an adventure for me. You are the best gift God has bestowed onto me. I'm truly blessed with you in my life. God has made each and every one of you so special and beautiful. He also has the purpose and the mission just for you in this world. Be fearless and true to yourself in this journey. I love you.
今天是母亲节，非常高兴我妈妈也和我们在一起。妈妈，母亲节快乐。
Amy, Eric, I thank Lord for giving you to us. You are such wonderful kid, kind, smart, humorous. With your company, our parenthood is filled with fun and warm memories. I thank you for being such a good kid, and I pray that you will continue growing with a heart loving our Lord.
Sky and Serena, I'm so blessed to be your mom. You are a wonderful gift from God. In the past years, you filled my life with joys and memories. God used both of you to shape me to become who I am today. Strong, hardworking, and patient. I believe the best gift a mom can give to her children is prayer. Always remember, I am your faithful prayer partner forever. I love you.
Hey Stella, you are the God's prayer. God gave you as a very, very special gift to us. And let us know God more, knowing God and rely on God. You were born with a heart disease. We love you, but we cannot help you at all. And at that time, we just start see all the God's mercy and look at you 23 years later, how healthy you are. You have a job here and helped me so much. You're a good example for Stephanie the Lucas. About Stephanie, that's what I want to use our joking to tell you. Hey, Stanley, do you think mommy loves Stephanie more than you and me? Ha 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 in your face. You know what? I'm a miniature mom. But I love you all equally. Lucas, East, when you baptism, I really was my like joyful tears heard you say you belong to God. And Lucas, not only you, I think Stella, Stephanie, Mommy, we all belong to God. Our family wanted to like worship God, follow God, and serve God. I'm really proud of you, my three wonderful, beautiful kids. And thank you.
Hi, Gabe and Caleb. I want you guys to know I'm so happy to be your mom. You make me laugh, you make me mad, you make me happy, you make me sad. Regardless, I want you to know, no matter you're doing good or you're doing bad, my love to you is the same. Love you guys.
Matt and Mark, 妈妈想跟你们 share 一节非常重要的经文。罗马书十二章二节 ,Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to my kids, Daniel and Ricky. I am so sorry for not being very patient and calm. I'm sorry for yelling at you and screaming at you so many times.I didn't mean to hurt your feelings at all. I thank you for forgiving me. When I was your age, all I needed to do was to study. No sports, no social, no internet, no service hours. I had to admit your school life is much tougher than mine. I am so grateful that both of you are able to manage your time very efficiently most of time so far. And I appreciate you respect my suggestions and guidance and comments on a lot of things. I will never be a perfect mom, but I want you to know that I will always have your back, even when you think you don't need me.You're both terrific kids, and I love you.
Dear Michael and William, I'm so grateful for all the tears and the laughter throughout these years. God has given me more than I could ask for, two lovely sons. You are my sunshine. I wish you the best in the future. I'd like to share one of my favorite Bible verses with you, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things,God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Love you, Mom.
今天是感恩的日子，恩悲、恩润、恩义、恩颂和恩汉。不是因为你们做了什么，而是借着你们的生命，神让我经历到耶稣基督里的恩典。倍上加倍，经历到圣灵如软流，滋润坚定我心灵，领受神奇异的恩典，满而溢。我们要靠着信心，宣告他得胜的名，颂赞他的恩，且为着他的国度，在基督耶稣浩瀚无边的恩典中继续与神同行，直到主来的日子。
天，妈妈好喜欢好喜欢和你一起大笑发疯，妈妈爱你，感谢神让我从你身上享受了很多的惊喜和快乐。你知道吗？在妈妈的心里，你是一个最坚强、最勇敢的孩子。妈妈为你骄傲，求神祝福和保守你的一生。也特别感谢所有的弟兄姐妹和孩子们对天母的帮助和关爱，祝姐妹们节日快乐。
Rosemary, Selena, Samuel, when you guys were little, I always said to you guys, hurry up, 快点快点。Before I know it, Rosemary and Selena have grown into two beautiful young ladies
and Daniel just turned 13 yesterday. Well, in the probably 10 to 20 years, you guys will probably say to Daddy and me, 快点。 Well, I was just kidding. I know you guys won't, because you are such tender-hearted creatures, loving, caring, and forgiving. Thank you so much for bringing so much joy into our life. It has been such a wonderful journey to grow together with you. And I just want to say to you guys, always remember that God is always with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. He has plans to give you hope in the future, and His promises never fail. Love you!
美好的见证，我们再一次拍拍手好不好？We have been studying the book of Nehemiah, and I want to also speak to you about my mother today.
我们在读尼希米记，我也想讲一讲我的母亲。
In Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 14, Nehemiah said these words.
四章十四节。
After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. And whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us.
我查看了就起来，对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们。当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去。我们的神必为我们征战。
So we need to fight for our families today, and so we're reminded today is Mother's Day, and our families are under attack as never before. And when they are attacked, we must give the sound of the trumpet.Shout out to fathers and mothers. Fight for our families.
所以我们要为我们的家而征战。这个日子就是当我们听见吹号的时候，我们要起来为我们的家而战。
So mothers, don't be afraid.
做妈妈的不要害怕。
There are, in this world, there are many who would ridicule, make fun of us.
在世界上有很多的嘲笑。
Just as Nehemiah's day, they were ridiculed the workers by calling them feeble, you're weak.
就像在尼希米的日子，那里有嘲笑说他们软弱。
And you may hear the words, and you may think those words, I'm not strong enough.
你会听到那些话，你会觉得我没那么强。
They also ridiculed the work, and they asked questions. Will you restore the wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day?
你会听到这些嘲笑的这个工作，他们要立墙吗？他们要献祭吗？他们要一日成功吗？
So you may hear the words ridicule and making fun of you. Can you raise your children to go the right way? Can you raise your children to follow God? Will you finish that job?
也许你会听到那样嘲笑的话，你能够把孩子那样正确的养大吗？能够按照神的心意来带领你的孩子吗？
They ridiculed the materials they use. Can they bring stones back to life from these heaps of rubble, burned as they are?
所以你会听见嘲笑是嘲笑这个材料。你要从土里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？
And so today's world says, can you raise your children using the Bible?
所以今天世界的嘲笑是说，你能用圣经来教导你的孩子吗？
And so they also ridiculed the finished work.
他们也嘲笑那个要完成的工作。
They said even a fox climbing up on it would break down the walls of stone that they had built.
那里他们嘲笑说，你们他们所修造的石墙， 就是狐狸上去也必吃倒。
And so you may hear words of ridicule that your children cannot stand up for their faith in this world which we live.
你会听到别人嘲笑说你的孩子不能为信仰而站立。
They also gave threats. They threatened them. And it came from all directions. They all plotted together to fight against Jerusalem, to stir up trouble against them.
对，你也会听到那样的威胁，因为从各方有要来为到耶路撒冷来征战。
And you may hear threats, mothers. How can you, you may hear words like this, you know, how can you work and be a good mother? Or you may hear some who say, well, how can you stay at home and be a good provider?
很多时候你也会听到这样的威胁，如果你能不能又上班又做一个好的母亲，或者你不上班，你怎么能给他们提供好的物质？
And so, some use discouragements as a weapon and try to discourage you from doing what you need to do, what you want to do.
也有那些叫我们灰心的话。
They also used rumors,
还有谣言
that are often spread, and wherever they turn, they would attack us.
他们呢不到哪，不管到哪里都要来攻击我们。
And there are so many words said in today's world that are not true. They're falsehoods. We need to be aware of them.
这个世界上有许多的话不是真的，我们要小心。
And so a mother's love is so very important.
母亲的爱是非常的重要。
Yes, mothers have to deal with opposition that comes from ridicules, threats, discouragements, and even rumors.
所以母亲要对付这许多来的嘲笑、威胁、谣言，各种各样。
It's not an easy job to be a mother.
对，母亲不是件容易的工作。
And we need to uphold our mothers in prayer and thank God for the mothers we have.
我们要为着母亲祷告，也要为他们献上感谢。
And number two, we have to remember the Lord and His work.
我们要纪念神的工作。
And so Nehemiah, he prayed and he told the people, even though there was opposition, how to build and how to defend.
尼希米勉励众人，虽然有这些的反对，要来怎样的建造。
First of all, to be prayerful. Nehemiah's response to ridicule was to pray and ask God to fight the enemy for him. And God is great and awesome.
尼希米的回应，对着那些嘲笑的回应，就是起来祷告，让他们纪念说神是大而可畏的。
When you're ridiculed and made fun of, it's hard not to answer. So turn to God in prayer and just bring it to God.
当你受讥笑嘲弄，不知道如何回答的时候，转向神，向他祷告。
Nehemiah told the people to be diligent, for the people worked with their heart, all their heart.
他也勉励他们要专心要殷勤，就像第六节那里说百姓专心做工。
And then he told them that we need to, we all return to the wall, each to our own work.
他也叫他们回到城墙那里，各做各的工。
You have to finish the job.
我们要把我们的工完成。
Nehemiah also told them to be on guard.
你心里也叫他们要警戒。
And with their swords, their spears, and their bows.
使百姓各按宗族拿刀、拿枪、拿弓。
Those who carried materials did work with one hand and held a weapon in the other hand. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked.
他们建造的人一手拿做工，一手拿着武器。
So with one hand, you're building your family. And with another hand, you're defending your family against all attacks of evil.
所以一只手在建造，另外一只手在防卫。
In Luke chapter 14, Jesus reminds us that building and battling are part of the Christian life.
在路加福音十四章，主耶稣说到怎么样建造，也怎么样来保守。
And then Nehemiah told them to be persistent, to continue in the work.
尼希米也鼓励他们要坚持。
So we continued the work with half the men holding the spears. Even though we were under attack, we did not stop. We continued the work.
我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪拿盾牌。虽然他们都是一手做工，一手拿兵器。
Nehemiah also reminded them to be strong. Work from the first light of dawn in the morning till the stars came out at night.
所以他也要叫他们要坚强。 在21节说, 他们从天亮直到星宿出现的时候做工。
So it is with the mother, working from early morning to late at night.
就好像母亲一早起来做工, 一直到晚上。
Nehemiah encouraged them to be cooperative, to work together, so they can serve us as guards by night and workers by day. We are working together.
尼希米也鼓励他们要合作, 他们要在一起做工。
And then Nehemiah reminded them to be focused.
也要他们要专注。
No one took off their clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water.
他们都不脱衣服出去打水，也带兵器。
Sometimes we have to be so focused so we don't lose track of what we're doing.
所以我们需要，很多时候需要专注，要知道我们在做什么。
So how do we apply this?
我们怎样的来应用这些？
Mothers, be prayerful.
妈妈们要祷告。
I remember my mother's prayers for our family and for me, and I am thankful for my mother's faith and prayers.
我记得妈妈为我们的祷告，我也为着她的信心和祷告感谢神。
This is my mother, and I was 9 years of age. I'm thankful for a good Sunday school teacher, and I've shared my testimony with you before, but I went to the kitchen where my mother was fixing dinner, and I told her, I want to put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I want to get saved.
感谢主，那是在我九岁的时候，妈妈在书房里面，借着一个主日学老师，我得救，我要跟妈妈去说，我说我要把我的生命献给神。
So my mother opened the Bible, went in the living room and opened her Bible and showed me how that I could receive Jesus Christ into my heart and ask Him to forgive me of all my sins and become, have a new birth, have new life.
我妈妈就拿起圣经告诉我说如何来接受神。
I am so thankful for my mother and for her prayers and her faith.
我非常感恩她的祷告和她的信心。
Mothers must be diligent.
母亲需要殷勤。
It seems like a mother's work is never done.
好像妈妈的事永远做不完。
When can mother enjoy life?
她们什么时候来享受生活?
A mother's work is never done, and I'm thankful for my mother and her work.
我很感谢我妈妈和她的工作。
In 5 years' time, there were four of us who were born. Having four little children is not easy for any mother.
在五年里面有我们有四个孩子出生，这个是对母亲任何母亲都不容易。
I'm thankful for my mother, her work, even when we were small, how she took good care of us.
虽然我们每个都那么小，她照顾我们非常好。
That's me.
那个是我。
So when can mom enjoy life?
他们什么时候享受生活?
When I was in school, mom said, wait until you graduate. Mom will enjoy life.
上学时,妈妈说,等你们毕业,妈就享福了。
When I graduated, mom said, wait until you find work. Mom will enjoy life.
毕业时,妈说,等你们找到工作,妈就享福了。
When I was working, mom said, wait until you get married. Mom will enjoy life.
工作室说，妈说等你们结婚，妈就享福了。When
I got married, Mom said, "Wait until you have children. Mom will enjoy life."
结婚时妈说等你们有了小孩，妈就享福了。When
I had children, Mom said, "Wait until your children grow. Mom will enjoy life."
有了小孩，妈妈说等你们小孩长大，妈就享福了。Now
children are grown, I can enjoy life.
现在小孩长大了，我说可以享福了。
But Mom, can you hear me?
但是妈妈你能听得到吗?
Thank you, Mom.
谢谢母亲。
So mothers must be on guard.
所以母亲,她们需要警戒。
If the father is the mayor of the city or the family, then a mother is a city manager.
如果爸爸是这个城市, 或者家的这个市长，那么妈妈就是经理，她是救火员。
She's a fireman. She puts out all the little fires.
对，那些火苗都是她扑灭的。
She's a policeman. She often has to give the discipline.
常常是警察要维持秩序。
But I'm thankful for my mother's discipline.
我感谢我母亲，她给我的管教。
And so when you become teenagers,
当你到十来岁，
it's not easy to be a mother to teenagers.
当这个青少年的母亲不容易。
So four of us were teenagers. I'm thankful.
我们四个人都进入青年期。
I'm thankful for my mother's.
我感谢我的母亲。
Discipline. Mothers must be persistent.
母亲需要有坚持。
Never give up on their children.
从来不放弃她的孩子。
I'm thankful my mother never gave up on me.
我感谢我的妈妈从来不放弃我。
There were times when I needed help the most, and mother was always there.
在我最需要帮助的时候，她总是在那里。
I remember walks that we took along Lake Erie. And hearing the waves and the mother comforting with her words of encouragement.
我记得走到湖边，然后听见妈妈安慰我们的声音。
I remember about 22 years ago, I had back surgery.
22年前，我后背做手术。
And my mother came all the way from Pennsylvania to be with me because I wasn't supposed to drive after I had back and surgery.
我妈妈就从宾州来，因为看我，因为我手术之后不能开车。
So, one week after I had surgery, I was teaching. So I had to drive to school to teach.
手术后一个星期我就开始教书，我要开车到学校教书。
I could not drive, so my mother would drive, but I had a stick shift, and my mother did not know how to do that.
我不能开车，我妈妈给我开车，但是我要帮她操纵那个手动挡。
So we learned how to drive the car together, and I would shift, and she would steer.
所以我妈妈管方向盘，我管那个手动挡。
But sometimes it was very jerky.
所以有时候就会很大的震动。
I'm so thankful my mother was there.
但是我非常的感恩我妈妈在那里。
Mothers must be strong.
妈妈要坚强。
It takes someone strong to make someone strong.
一个坚强的人能够造就一个坚强的人。
I'm thankful that I'm standing.
我感谢主，我能够站立。
I'm standing here today because my mother was strong.
我能站立在这里，因为我的母亲坚强。
And it takes someone strong to make someone strong.
一个坚强的人能够造就一个坚强的人。
We have a short video.
我们有一个短片。
filter of mine.
Sorry for the ad. Thank you, Mom, for being strong.
感谢母亲的坚强。
Mothers must be cooperative. It takes a community to raise children.
母亲需要合作，因为是需要共同的工作啊，来养育孩子。
I'm thankful for my mother, father, grandparents, uncles, aunts, teachers, and pastors who work together to raise me.
我感谢主，我的妈妈，她和爸爸、祖父母、叔叔，还有牧师，还有老师，他们共同的合作来养育孩子。
Mothers must be focused. It's so easy to get distracted.
母亲需要专注，因为很容易啊、有那个让我们分散精力的。
Don't forget life's priorities.
不要忘记生活中什么是优先。
I know the house needs to be clean, but you have so few times with your children. Don't forget the times you have with them.
知道说你要清理房间，但是我们与孩子一起的时间那么少，所以不要忘记我们需要花时间在孩子身上。
I'm thankful that my mother was focused in raising my brother, sisters, and me.
我感谢妈妈，她专注在养育我和我的兄弟姐妹。
What are you thankful for on this Mother's Day?
在这个母亲节，你为什么而感恩？
My mother has gone on to heaven about 3 years ago.
我母亲啊，三年前已经回到天家。
But I am so thankful for her.
但是我是非常非常的感谢她。
I am most thankful for her faith and her character.
感谢她的信心和她的性格。
I had the privilege to speak at my mother's funeral.
我有幸在我母亲的葬礼上啊说话。
And I read the notes in my mother's Bible at her funeral.
我读了啊，在她圣经里她的圣经的笔记。
This is my mother's Bible. And throughout the Bible, she had written so many notes.
这是我母亲的圣经，里面写了很多的笔记。
And it brought so much comfort to read the words that she had written in her Bible.
在读她在圣经里所写的笔记，那个对于我来说非常的安慰。
It comforted me and it comforted our family. And thank you so much, Mom, for your Bible.
安慰了我，也安慰了我的家。妈妈实在感谢你。
And so, some advice for life, advice for mothers.
So, 对于生活，对于妈妈有一点的建议。
There are some days you have to. Which step have you reached today?
看看你在当中你是在哪一步。
There are some days you may feel like I won't do it.
有时候你觉得说我不能做。
And then you begin to think I can't do it.
然后你觉得我做不了。
And then you decide.I want to do it.
然后你会说我想要做。
How do I do it?
然后接下来就怎么做。
I will try to do it.
我要试着做一做。
I can do it.
我能做。
I will do it.
我要做成。
By God's grace, yes, I did it.
是的，我完成了。
Whatever step you're at,
不管你在哪一步
，Just ask for God's strength to move to the next step.
求神的力量，叫我们能够走下一步。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Mom, I love you.
妈妈，我爱你。